And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've got...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking into or giving our thoughts on the whole fact that Ashley Souls... defended or is defending or speaks out against the allegations, but okay, the headlines are that Ashley Souls is defending Kenny Kunene. So we are just going to be speaking based off of a video that we watched on YouTube, and yeah, Pastor Gav, do you want to give more brief explanations?
Yeah, well, I just think, Geeks, that you need to explain who Ashley Souls is, because you know, I don't even know. There are many people in South Africa right now, and people are watching from other parts of the world, which they do. Ashley Souls is a member of the South African Parliament.
Yes.
He is the chief whip of a party called the Patriotic Alliance.
Yes.
It's a party that Geeks does not like because of their take on foreigners. And their official policy relating to undocumented immigrants, that's the term, eh? Used to be illegal aliens. All right. Now it's undocumented immigrants, is mass deportations, if you know what I'm saying. So, but anyway, Ashley Souls was part of the ad hoc committee, and the ad hoc committee in Parliament looking into the allegations of General Nhlanhla Nkwenazi, which we've spoken about before, which has really blown open the whole of Savian political scene. I don't think anyone shocked her.
There's
no South Africans walking around crying, because we know that our political system is as corrupt as anything. In fact, so far, none of the political parties that are established in Parliament are coming out smelling good. They all stink. That's just the reality of things. And so, you know, just to set the scene, earlier that day, the evidence leader for the ad hoc parliamentary committee looking into the Nkwenazi allegations, they led General Fani Masemolo, who is the National Commissioner of Police in South Africa. They led him through his evidence, and then on last week Friday, they were asking questions. So each member of the committee had the opportunity to put their questions to the general. And Comrade Julius Malema, the Commander-in-Chief of the Economic Freedom Fighters, he actually started asking General Masemolo about a whole lot of different situations. And then he asked about, what's that guy's name? The one that Kenny Kunene,
they found in by the house.
Yes. Okay, anyway, you can look it up. They found Kenny Kunene by the one guy's house as they were arresting him. I think we've spoken about that before. So
yeah.
I think that was a setup. Okay. And so Julius Malema asked General Masemolo about this. And is it true that Kenny Kunene was found at the house of... Then the guy's name starts with Emma. But anyway, you know, and the general replies, he says, no, well, actually, they found him there twice. So later on in the day, Ashley Souls, the member of parliament for the Patriotic Alliance, and as I said, he's their chief whip in parliament, he got to ask the general questions, and he actually spoke at one stage that he said, that he took this rather personally.
Katie Mulife.
KT Mulife, that's it. Yeah. Mulife, I was right, eh? He challenged the general on this, and a lot of people are saying that he was humiliated. Almost all the other parties, well, definitely the ANC, MK, EFF, DA, they all complained. They all interjected and stopped his questioning, and then he was also, I think, stopped short. I don't think he was given all of his time. But anyway, by the chair of the committee, and so you know, Did he look like a fool? What did we think of his questions? And, you know, yeah. And I'm sure Black Knight's going to have a different opinion. But anyway.
Yes, that is what we're going to be speaking about. As always, this is a hot, hot show right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Boys and girls, we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.
So we were looking at a video. It was not that long. It was about 14, 15 minutes long. That was basically...
For Black Knight, that's longer. I just wanted to say.
It's hectic.
It's about 13 minutes longer than his normal.
No.
I mean, Black Knight forms all of his opinions of TikTok.
That's hectic.
Wow. That's
hectic. Every time Black Knight talks about someone, you is this still in the background? TikTok.
Oh,
TikTok.
Boom.
No. So, if you look at the context of the whole thing, obviously the main topic in conversation wasn't about Kenny Kunene, but the specific part of the clip was where Ashley Souls was questioning General Masemola.
Yeah, General Masemola.
Yeah, about...
Funny Masemola.
Yes, about the allegations that he made in terms of Kenny Kunene being found at Katie Molefe's house. And one of the things
she
that...
She said that while, Katie Molefe.
Yes. being found there on two occasions. So General Masemola stated that his team reported Mr. Kunene was at the house twice.
No, he didn't state that his team reported.
No, the first time.
No, the first time first he said, time no, well, actually,
yes,
he,
yes.
He was found at the house twice.
Yeah, isn't just, we're going to get to...
No, you can just call me representative.
Yeah, like, general, here's a lawyer right here.
I need to correct the record.
He's doing what Mr. Souls did, but yeah, so the first time he was inside the house with a journalist, and the second time turned away.
Well, that's claimed that he was inside the house with a journalist.
Yes, and the second time turned away at the gate. Now,
so he was coming to visit, and the police said, the police said, haven't you learned your lesson?
Exactly. So, what's the sort?
Well, the police said, you again.
Yeah. Ashley Souls basically probed him and asked him if he was 100% sure that Mr. Kenny Kunene was at the house.
Well, no, he
twice.
Said. Did you see Kenny Kunene at Katie Molefe's house?
Yeah, and he also asked if he was 100% sure.
So can you, for 100% certain, say that he was at the house twice?
Yeah. And after going in circles and, you know, I mean, there was there's an interruption that basically said that, there were interruptions, and there was the one guy who was like, the general can't answer for all of his
subordinates
and things
there's
like
what,
that.
How many thousand?
I think it was 3,000. He mentioned. No.
The general's in charge of the police. What is it? 200,000.
Said
or 70,000 police officers.
It was a big number. Yeah. I know there was a three. Yes.
It's a big number.
There was a big number.
I don't think it was a three, but anyway, we'll move on.
But after much probing, the general basically said that he can agree that it was more of allegations instead of it being a fact.
But he was
defending himself, saying...
Che, may I interject? Honorable Che, may I interject? What Ashley Souls was saying, if you got a report, because he said, how did you find out? He said he got a... Then the general said he got a report from his team. And what Ashley Saul said was, if you got a report, then you say, I received a... In answer to that question from Julius Malema, he shouldn't have said, well, actually, he was there twice. Because it's a legal setting. He's on the record. He's under oath.
Yeah.
He should have said, saying he was there twice is a lie. And Ashley Saul actually said to him, you're lying. Under oath.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know for sure that Kenny Kuneni was there. And this is, I mean, you wanted to be a lawyer, Black Knight. Okay. It's alleged that that Kenny Kuneni came to that residence twice. That's the legal language. Mm. And who was it alleged by? No, well, it was alleged by my team, you know, that's involved in the case. They alleged in their report that he was there twice.
But don't you think that he to take what his team says? Because
That's not the point.
They are his informant.
Yeah, no, MK. That's what MK said. What Ashley Saul was saying is that we live in a legal system that says you're innocent until proven guilty. And therefore, unless something has been tested in a court and a verdict has been issued, it's an allegation.
Mm.
So therefore, my team alleged in a report that you know, that he was there twice. Then it is acceptable to ask, do you believe your team? Yes, I believe my team. I have full confidence in them. That is fine.
Yeah.
But he said actually he was there twice, like it's an established legal fact, which is not true.
I think he's probably like a normal South African who uses wrong terms.
No, but not
at
if
the
you
wrong time.
Sorry.
So I think what
if you're the National Commissioner of Police, okay?
You should
have more than a basic understanding of the law. Now come now.
Because what Ashley Saul was doing there is just discrediting the guy. To try, obviously, to say, if you can lie about this, how can we then trust? Because you can't just kill a person for saying actually.
No, in a court of law. There's
but you use that as a weapon in a court of law. You're using that as a weapon to discredit the guy.
The parliament, being in parliament and you're under oath, is like being in a court of law. This is the issue. You've got to get your language right.
Because
I don't know what you think, Giggs.
So,
Now, just remember, don't be biased because of the immigration issue.
Don't be biased because of the
immigration issue.
Because it's PA.
The mass deportation
I'm
issue.
I'm lukewarm in the situation.
Just remember, Ashley Souls came to our church once.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I ever met Ashley Souls was when he was preaching, but that's besides the point. It's got nothing to do
with guys, we're not Ashley Souls, okay?
But I think I'm 50-50 here, where I get that he's trying to be like, you can't make such statements.
Huge allegation.
When you don't know 100% sure. Mm-hmm. You don't have evidence backing what your statement is saying.
Well, in your role as a police officer, when you're giving evidence in a court, unless you're the eyewitness, you have to say it's alleged.
Yes. So
okay, and you can say why you have confidence in the report.
Yes, so I get that. Like, he trusts his... I mean, there's nothing else he can do but to trust his team.
No. It's not. I don't agree with that.
He can trust his team.
He can trust his team, but you can't say there's nothing else you can do.
With this, I mean, just like the one guy who interjected and said he can't expect the general to go to the actual place and confirm.
So just imagine all cases that come to
him. No. What I'm saying,
now he has to go and now investigate all the cases, and now you have to eyewitness.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but that's what.
People say you have to trust your team. That's rubbish.
Okay.
If the general blindly trusts every team that he's got, then he's not worthy of the position.
Yeah, I don't think he'd...
So the issue is he should have applied his mind.
Yeah.
And if he believes him, he say, yes, I have confidence in him.
So that's what I was trying to say.
He
so
doesn't
I wasn't...
have to, he mustn't say he's got confidence in him if he doesn't have confidence in him. Because you're going to be a leader of an organization. And I mean, he doesn't have confidence in Sabir. The deputy national...
Look, I'm sure, obviously I can't state a fact since we're talking
he
about...
He doesn't have confidence in the Minister of Police.
Yeah, but
And you can say he has to.
No,
I mean, he's
got a process in terms of when they bring the reports, how he checks that.
yeah.
and stuff.
And he has a full right to have full confidence in his team.
Yes. And what's this? And obviously, speaking from a perspective of, I don't know what the process is. I don't know what he's done to confirm the reports and things like that. But
He would have applied his mind.
Yeah. So he obviously had confidence in this team that came and reported what Kenny
Kennedy said. My issue is, with the general.
Yeah.
When you're the National Commissioner of Police, you should know standard legal protocol.
Yes. So I agree with that.
No one is a criminal except for eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses can say, Mr. Glad did it because I saw him.
Yes, so I agree with that. I agree with
There's that a term called hearsay. That's what Ashley Sauls' point was. It's hearsay.
Yes. So I.
So you must put it across as that.
What I am saying is this. All right. I agree with Ashley Sauls in terms of that. You can't make a statement that makes something fact when it's allegation. But
that's what he was challenging.
All right. What I feel like at the end, he was challenging. Can I just say one other thing? Yeah.
Other parties had raised very similar complaints before that.
Yes.
Similar procedural parties had even fought, like the ANC and MK had fought over words like that and saying wrong words and wrong allegations and trying to play politics, all of that sort of stuff. Ashley Sauls was the only one who didn't interject the others. They were all interjecting each other before that. And he actually stated that. He said, I've kept quiet until now.
Everything, I agree with all of that. I don't disagree with that. Can I just say one thing
about this? If Ashley Sauls was Julius Malema, he would have interjected right there when Julius Malema said that.
Yes. So, I mean, the chair even, mentioned the fact that
he's kept quiet.
That he's kept quiet and he honors the way that he's conducted himself and stuff. But even with all of that, right, his main point was to discredit what the general's testimony, because he even ends with that to say that then we cannot believe his testimony. So even though I do understand that.
Okay, but did you hear his questions after that?
In terms of?
He started questioning about General Kamalo.
Mm-hmm.
Because General Sabir had given General Kamalo an order.
Yeah.
The one who's been arrested. So General Kamalo is one of the generals that was arrested with all crime intelligence scandal.
Yeah.
That happened just before General Mkhwanazi, did his press conference.
Mm.
And General Mkhwanazi is claiming that Kamalo was arrested to hide crimes. That's what Mkhwanazi has alleged.
Yeah.
That Kamalo was arrested just to cover up other crimes that he was close to making arrests on.
Yeah. Is he not the one that got sick?
I don't know what you're doing.
In the commission.
Kamalo.
Commission. He is the one that got sick.
I'm right? not sure. I know
he
someone
was
got
testifying,
sick.
And then now, yes, it's Kamalo because his cases, even now, he's going to a court case, but he can't come to the Matlanga Commission. But he has a court case against him. Yes, it is Kamalo.
Yeah. Kamalo is the one. Sabir gives him the order to fetch the dockets.
Yeah.
So what happened was that there's 121 dockets that Mkhwanazi is talking that were taken and they were hidden in a vault, type of thing. And Sabir gave Kamalo the order to go and fetch those dockets and bring them to Joburg from KwaZulu-Natal. So what Ashley Saul said, so he said, first of all, the Minister of Police gave you, for all intents and purposes, an illegal instruction to disband the political killing stars team. So when Kamalo went to fetch the dockets, Kamalo actually was following your lead because you were also following the instructions of the Minister of Police to illegally disband the political killing stars team. And Kamalo went to illegally fetch the dockets when he received an illegal instruction from Sabir. So therefore, Kamalo is following in your example.
Wow, okay, that was good.
No, but it's true.
Yeah,
that was good. No, and so I'm saying it's good, but we still can't. I still stand on what he was doing there was
General Masimola knows the legal process. You cannot say, unless you're an eyewitness, that this guy did this. It's alleged. My team brought me a report. I have full confidence in my team. So I believe their report.
Yes.
But it's unproven.
And also, hence why the reason why I'm also saying you can't say it's hearsay is because, like,
no, it's not hearsay.
I know that you heard it from someone else.
Yes,
but now
even
that,
if it's in a report,
but that's how. But that's how he works.
Yes.
But that's how his job. His job is like.
Yeah,
that.
But still, that's why he's got to use the right language, because it's material in a court case. If you're saying that he was there twice, it means you saw him there twice. If you're an eyewitness, that's when you can say he was there twice. No, I saw him. If someone else saw him, it's alleged. They alleged that he was there twice. And he might have been there twice. That doesn't, you know, but you've got to... And if my issue is, if you're the National Commissioner of Police, you've got to get that right.
Yeah.
The fact that the National Commissioner of Police can't get that right is a huge concern to me. And a lot of people don't seem to have picked that up.
Mm. But I think it wasn't like a... It was not the problem. That's the vibe I'm still getting.
If Black
like
Knight,
it's a small.
You wanted to be a lawyer.
Yes.
You know that if someone says something like that and it's not proven in court, they can sue you. If you weren't an eyewitness.
Yes, that's
true.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a big deal.
But don't you think that the
no Julius Malema was taking a swipe at the PA there. Julius Malema was trying to to say that Ashley Source can't respond because they. The other guy should have stopped Julius when he did that.
When he spoke about that.
Yeah, we're not here for that.
And
Ashley Sauls respected Julius, did not interrupt Julius as I believe Julius would have interrupted him, and he waited his turn.
Yeah.
And then his time got destroyed by all these other guys fighting, shouting, saying this is a small issue, but Julius entered it into the record.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you also know, because you wanted to be a lawyer, Black Knight. If someone enters something into the record that's incorrect,
yeah,
that's nothing, everyone assumes you accept that's true.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So if Ashley Sauls didn't say something, then everyone can say Ashley Sauls assumes that he was there twice.
But you know what's
no,
my
no,
take?
Am I right?
I agree, you're right. Yeah. But my take is that they will actually search and find out that he was there twice.
No, I'm not disputing that. But you got to use the right language at the right time. That must be proven. That testimony must be tested in a court of law under cross-examination.
Because I was
the same as Sabir earlier this week. He sounded fantastic. Eh? In fact, his story was as great as Oscar Pistorius. And then when they were questioning the guy, I've never seen an oak, you know, be able to evade questions like that. Well, you see, there's this report. Let me just find it. The whole day.
What page is
everyone
it?
Everyone wants to shoot him. You know what I'm saying?
Glasses. Yeah. Ah, that was ridiculous.
It was. But they nailed him in the end.
Yeah.
But why did they nail him? Under cross-examination. And all these guys taking their pot shots. And eventually, something you say to the ANC guy over there, then something you say at the Action SA one over there, the DA guy over there, Ashley Sauls over there, contradictions start arising. But I just wanted to say, in the questioning of Sabir, Ashley Sauls took a different approach. You asked, do you believe, because Fani Masemola in his testimony said that he did not know, because you know, during his testimony they went and they raided Sabir's house,
yeah,
as well as the head of the office of the chief of staff of the minister of police. Okay, and they took their cell phones and they asked him, did you know about this? And he said no. So then Ashley Sauls asked him, is there any, you know, do you believe that the national commissioner didn't know that they were going to raid your house? He says absolutely not, there's no way that would happen without him. The second thing he asked him was you know who raided the house? No, it's guys from KwaZulu-Natal. Who sent them? General Nkonazi. And that was the first time I thought this guy's telling the truth. And so I think he's dirty. But I think Masemola's dirty. And now I also think Nkonazi's dirty.
I think the dirty thing about Nkonazi, like they alleged with the whole is that the team did probably violate the law. Obviously, I also don't have evidence.
Yeah.
It's on record. I don't have evidence.
Unless they show us a proper search warrant.
Yeah. It's that the guys raided how they raid. Even back then, there's a lot of illegal. In fact, probably because it's KZN people and Gabis, they probably put in some
that's my point.
Some thuggery in it in finding whatever they're looking for. So,
and I think Sabir has been outdone by Nkonazi.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He's been killed in a political... you know, I thought Mkhwanazi was a great guy until I listened, and especially when Ashley Saul's questions, and then there were other one or two others who questioned. We were also asking around this.
The ANC lady.
Yeah.
I know in the comments people were busy killing her, but I think she...
No, that's
she,
a good
she
question.
She asked questions that it was my first time seeing Mkhwanazi couldn't answer them. Yes. And I was like, wow, I actually didn't think about that.
Yes.
So she also asked him the whole thing about, so the signing and that. Mm. Don't you think the minister... I forgot her
line. Can I be honest with you?
She was good.
Can I be honest with you? My view after the Sabir testimony. Okay, and it was one of the ANC people that nailed him, but another one also asked other questions that sort of made, and also, yes, that lady, her hair sort of goes back.
Yes,
it's all like...
Then she talks slow.
Yes. Yeah, now, in terms of that, I agree with you. You know, I don't believe they followed the law in terms of search and seizures, for which you absolutely and utterly need a warrant, you know, a search warrant. And it has to be granted by a magistrate or something like that.
So there might be a lot of evidence that will be chucked out.
That's not admissible
because,
in court.
Yeah, they didn't.
If I can be honest, I don't think Sabir is clean necessarily. But I also think he might have been framed.
You think so?
There's a chance.
Because he is saying that they sold him out. He's coming out like they sold him
out. I think they did. Because, I mean, Masemola was hanging out with him, which is a fact. It's been established.
Oh yes, sir. Before we end the show, what do y'all think about Ramaphosa Monday? Monday was also this week was nice.
I was just walking past the guy's house on my daily walk, and then he came out one day and introduced himself to me, and that's when they made
Monday was interesting. Wow,
and they made a video, you know. I've never met him before.
And his mom came out. She was wearing a gown. I couldn't let her leave. I couldn't believe this is our president. Okay,
I mean,
sorry.
There's a 3% chance what he said is true.
3%. That's how much faith
in people. I can't say it's not true. But
at the end of this hearing or whatever, they need to make a documentary.
Nah, for real.
Mkhwanazi blamed the police committee.
Yeah.
So that Cameron also challenged him and said, where did you say this?
Mm.
And he said, but General, I've got the record here.
Mm.
And he said the same to Masemola. Because both of them said they told the parliamentary committee, you know, on police. And Cameron disputed that, and I was not convinced with the answers.
Yeah.
So I'm asking now, if you appear before this parliamentary committee, all right, and the parliamentary committee is already asking about the Minister of Police's connections with some of these like underworld guys, and the Minister of Police is lying under oath saying he doesn't know them.
They won't come on saying it.
Now, if you really are that interested in the rule of law, and Mkhwanazi was there on the 5th, Masemola was there on the 5th and the 6th. Why are you telling that committee about how you're going to disband the political killing stars team, and that everything, you know, you've got this plan so you won't lose the cases? That's the evidence they gave in front of that committee. Why now suddenly on the 6th of July you come out with all of this stuff? And I was always unhappy. No, I told him in the office.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Something happened to Mkhwanazi.
Yeah, but there's no proof.
Yeah. In Proverbs 19 verse 9 it says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish.
When I listen to Sabir, I think most people miss a lot of the stuff in these, you know, in these hearings. And you need to listen to what all of these guys say, because with General Sabir, there's times when it's obvious he's lying and he's trying not to answer the question. But when certain questions get answered, you can see this guy's telling the truth. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just can see now. So in other words, what that shows is now turf war within the police. That's what's actually going on here. True. And the impression that I've gotten is that the police in Safi are being run like a gang. And, you know, Sabir doesn't have a good PR policy like Mkhwanazi does. And that Masemola's been dragged along for the ride. Vaunkunazi. Because he was fine with Sapir until the 4th. Then he signs an affidavit on the 4th of July, and all of a sudden Mkhwanazi does a press conference on the 6th with guys with AK-47s or whatever standing there, you know, behind him.
Balaclavas.
Yeah, and balaclavas, and, you know, looking like regular terrorist groups. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, what that's talking about is, I think it's a system that comes out of the Bible where the allegation gets made. And then it gets tested. It gets cross-examined by people who have the interest to discredit this testimony. And, you know, but at the end of the day, the Lord doesn't need to cross-examine you. Because when you give your testimony, he'll just put a video on the wall behind you. And say, you remember there, oh, there's the date. And oh, by the way, in this video, this is what you're thinking. So you're going to stand before the Lord one day. And, you know, I think our political class needs to realize this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's no party in parliament that's innocent of all of this nonsense. And we've known this for a long time. Saif is in a very precarious position. We have no justice. We were saying that, hey, when the railway lines were being stolen in 2021.
Yeah.
I remember there was load shedding and stuff. You know, we still had to, like, record in a funny place there on the church stage. Remember?
Yep.
And we were talking about the fact that there's too many laws in South Africa.
Mm.
And there is no justice. But when it comes to the Lord, there is justice. And you need to realize one day we're all going to face the Lord. And so I really want to encourage you, you know, make sure that you've made yourself right with God by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've ever borne false testimony, every time you've borne false testimony, every time you've lied, it's eternity, eh? It's eternal damnation. But Jesus died for every lie you've told.
Yeah.
And so if any of the people that are giving this testimony are watching this, my suggestion is to give your life to Jesus. And, you know, that's the only way out of the pit.
Yeah. This has been a very interesting show, so let us know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me, studio, we've had
Gavin Enston,
Pastor Gavin Enston, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better and Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.